Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by this situation?
Yeah. I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Pockets are the best.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little potted cactus on the pocket.
All right, well, we're already recording.
Oh, okay. What's the next topic? What are we talking about?
We are talking about, am I uninvitable? Why am I always the one to invite people to things?
Ooh, this is going to be a good one.
But I never get the invite in return. And this is kind of a personal thing for me because it's happened.
Yeah. When you messaged me, I don't know, like last week, I felt the energy behind it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just, it's something that, oh, and welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House, everybody. We're just jumping right in. Mm-hmm. Leslie and I did back to, this is the second recording. So we did back-to-back recordings because my computer crashed on me last week. Yeah. And so we didn't have a chance to record an episode. So here we are.
And if you're watching this, we are wearing the exact same clothes that we did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so.
Don't worry about it.
We considered changing clothes, but
we didn't do that because we're here, we're situated. That involves taking headphones off.
Oh, well. Right.
Changing clothes.
Too much work. So,
real life.
Yeah. So, I wanted to talk about, like, the feeling of, am I uninvitable? Because I don't know if you've ever felt this before, Leslie, but I always am someone who invites everybody to everything. I'll be like, hey, we're doing this. Hey, we're doing this. Hey, we're doing this. Some people show up. Some people don't. Sometimes it's last minute. So, you know, folks don't show up. But when it comes to others inviting me, and it may be just where I, like, was kind of in a weird place that day, and I just thought, you know, okay, I don't know. I never feel like that others invite me as much as I extend the invite out. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
And I'm sure there's other people that probably feel the same way, but there's even been instances where I've had people contact me after all of them are already together somewhere.
Ooh, and then they're like, hey, we forgot to invite you, but yeah, we want you to show up.
And then they're like, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so, we're over at so-and-so's house at the pool. Do you want to come? And I'm like, why didn't you guys think of that like an hour ago when you were all texting each other or whenever you planned this, like 2 days ago or whatever it was?
No. Nope.
You know? And
that's
so then,
not cool. They should have just leave it alone. Just,
well, that's what I'm like, no, I don't want to come if that's like, I don't know if that's being bitter, but it's like, I don't want to come if I'm a last minute afterthought.
I mean, it's not, I guess it's the way you think about it. You could. You're like, hey, at least they thought, you know, they did think about me, and you can take the positive route, Brittany.
I know, right? Instead of getting out my voodoo doll, right?
Right.
Just kidding.
I hope that you guys, I don't know, you can't see it.
No, but the sound effect was really good.
Great. All right.
It was the sound of the pin going in the voodoo doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that one was actually a knife in the back, but you can bring it back to a pin.
Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, yeah, it was. It would have to be a giant voodoo doll, I guess, to do this whole thing.
True. Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be like this. But I don't know. Or giant pin.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also do not, we're not authorized to talk about voodoo. We don't really know how it works.
But. Don't listen.
But we can Google it. We can do a whole episode on that.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Let's do that for Halloween. I have a great idea for Halloween. Oh, like, because there's There's a military spouse who talks about, who's like, she's called the paranormal mill spouse or paranormal housewife or something. And she does ghost stories and tarot. And
I like ghost stories.
Yes. So for Halloween, side note, guys, I think that's.
Yes. I love that. Lula Mae is obsessed with Halloween also.
She
like
is.
At least once a day, I have to explain why we cannot go trick or treating today.
Oh.
Because she's like, let's go on a walk. And I'm like, yeah, we could probably do that if it's not too hot. And then she's like, and I'll get my costume on and trick or treat. I'm like, taking it too far.
You're like, nobody has candy regularly available on a regular basis.
Yeah, so I don't know. And it's really disheartening. Like, you cannot get candy at people's house every day.
No, I know. That's
real life, Ken. Suck it up.
Well, it'll be here before we know it. Because
I know. So, yeah, I like that Halloween idea.
Ooh, yeah. Exciting. Yeah, so that'll be fun. But yeah, I mean, have you felt that before, though, too, where, like, you have just felt like you've done all of the inviting before and then nothing happens? Like, it's like crickets.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I do invite people, see, I don't do that much stuff, so... But yeah, I guess if I've had like a party and then I invite people and then they don't come, or they say what I can't stand is they say they'll show up. And then
well, yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves too. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I used to manage a stationery store. And so like RSVP used to be a big thing for me. And like all of the etiquette behind that is insane. Yes. People just don't even know how to do it anymore.
But no, they really don't. No.
It's so rude. So don't tell people that you're going to show up and then you don't show
and
up.
And then you don't. Like, there are things that happen. Like, I do understand kids get sick or whatever, but like, other than that.
Yeah. Please.
It's not an emergency. Or at least like a 24-hour notice. Like, I feel like, I don't know, if I had a party and somebody the day prior was like, hey, something came up, I'm going to leave early, or I'm going to come late, or I'm going to make it. That's okay. Whatever.
I mean, if you're going to come by just for a little bit, that's totally fine. At least you came and showed support or whatever. Not that I need support if I'm having a party, but I guess it's just the principle behind it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm putting forward the effort to have a good time and invite people to do things, and I'm organizing it, and you don't show up, then I'm probably not going to invite you again.
Ooh, right. Yeah. If you're going to be a jerk, we are not inviting you again.
You lost your chance and your invitation. Your invitation
that's
got lost in the mail.
Because, if you're putting in the effort for all these people constantly, like over and over and over, and then you don't get anything in return, then...
you might as well just not even...
That's shady. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel you. See, the catch is you have to have friends to do this stuff, so...
Well, it's not that these are even, like, really friends either. These are just parents of Genevieve's friends at
Aaron.
School.
I did not mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, so I saw this thing on Facebook, and it was a post like, hey, parents, you need to stop being antisocial and go to your friends, like your kids' friends' parties, because there's this little girl. She had everything set up. She was probably 3.
Oh, gosh.
And nobody came. She was
that
by herself.
That breaks my heart.
I was, like, crying. Yeah. I was like, Lula Mae, I'm so sorry. I didn't have a birthday party for Lula. Not for that reason, but then I was like, it just confirmed. I really didn't have a birthday party before her because I'm a poor planner.
Well, that was one of my fears, to be honest with you. It really was, because we did Genevieve's 4th birthday at this like bouncy house place, and I invited all the kids in her class, and then I invited our neighbors and some people that she knew from dance class, and I thought in total, I think it was a total of like 25 kids that we invited, and out of that, I think 11 came, or
that's
10,
good,
which
actually.
Is good. I mean, that's half, but... It was like crickets. There was no response from, not even an acknowledgement that an invitation was sent out, or, you know, a, hey, sorry, we can't make it. Thanks for inviting us kind of deal. Yeah. It just was, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's another thing. It's like, it's not about you at that point. It's about the kids. Like,
Lula
just went to her friend's birthday, and it was actually a family party. We were the only friend, but we still went. And like, I didn't necessarily want to go because I knew that it was a family birthday. So that's kind of awkward. There's not anybody. And I don't really know this girl's parents. Like, I've seen the parent one time. Her name is Leslie, though. So there's that. But yeah, I was like super, kind of had that anxiety that I didn't really want to go. But I went because Lula Mae was so excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's, again, not about me. So, But yeah, when I saw this picture of this girl by herself, I was like, God.
That's so sad. And it's really the parents either deciding that they didn't want to come or whatever reason. I'm sure the kids probably had no idea there was even a party, you know, if it was like preschool kids.
Millspouse Coffee House will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
My Career Works, an online division of the Medical Institute of Kentucky, is proud to sponsor today's episode of Millspouse Coffee House. We know that military life can make pursuing a career difficult. Have you tried to further your career by going to school but realized that a deployment or PCS would interfere with your ability to finish? Are you worried about finding jobs at your next duty station? Are you worried about how you will pay for it? The Medical Institute of Kentucky offers online, on-demand training in healthcare, dental, and business administration fields. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these job fields are growing, and we all know there are medical and dental offices in every part of the country. Many of our programs take just months to complete, and then you can start gaining work experience and earning money in a growing career field. We offer free tutoring, mentorship, career services for life, an externship for every student, and the ability to take additional training for free after completing your first program with us. Military spouses may be eligible for a one-time $4,000 grant through the My Career Advancement Account program, and all of our programs are MICA approved. For more information, please visit mycareerworks.com/coffee. Again, visit mycareerworks.com/coffee and let our team help determine if our programs are the right fit for you.
So, side note, did you invite, like, okay, are parents supposed to go to little kids' birthday parties or can you drop them off? Is there a certain age?
I think, like, 3 and 4 year olds, I think the parents need to stay.
Right.
I think if it's like 5 and up, or maybe because the kids can go to kindergarten not by themselves, but like they're there with a teacher, and I guess at preschool they're there with a teacher too. But I don't know. I don't think I'd leave Genevieve at a party unless the parent basically was like, "You can leave your kid and come back."
That's true. You gotta be specific about it.
Because I personally wouldn't want to be responsible for like 15 4-year-olds. No, thank you. That sounds like awful, like my worst nightmare is what that sounds like.
I used to be a teacher, did that, but
I mean that even sounds like my worst nightmare, even if I weren't a teacher. You know, like
when I was a teacher, I loved it, and then I had my own kid, and I didn't want to go back to that.
Were you a preschool teacher?
Yeah, I had 4 to 5 year olds pre kindergarten.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I got them ready for big kids school, but. And yeah, I didn't mind other people's kids until I had my own kid. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because I have to put so much focus into my own child that I don't.
Yeah.
I no longer have capacity in my brain. I don't know, for anybody else's kid.
Well, I think when I messaged you and I said, am I uninvitable? I think I was leaning more towards like Genevieve, I think, because it was a situation where it was... And I'm just going to, we have people who live nearby us who have a pool, and it's never like, I don't understand it. They're like, oh, you can come over anytime you want. And we invite them over all the time. Mm-hmm. We have this, we're playing in the backyard. We're doing this. And then they'll say like, oh yeah, we're going to do something and you guys can come if you want. But like the actual day of is never like, they never reach out again to say, I don't know. Does that make any sense?
They're just talking. They're just like being nice, but they're not being nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And I'm like, well, is it because we don't really go to the same things that go to the same church as them, or like what?
I'm going to bet that they just don't realize what they're doing.
That's probably right. Yeah. You're probably right.
They probably don't get it. And they're like, oh, I'm so, like, they're probably thinking that they're being super nice and inviting by telling you these things.
Yeah.
And they just don't think that a follow-up is necessary and all that.
I'm just not somebody who's going to be like, hey, remember when you invited me to do this like 3 weeks ago? Is that offer still on the table?
I totally would. They have a pool. Listen, well, it is hot. I am going to the pool. If you're not there, you got the side gate. Do you mind? I'll just go and help myself.
I mean, anytime. I think I would for certain things, but like, I don't know. I felt weird about this particular situation. So,
yeah, no, I mean, I get what you're saying, but they probably don't know what they're doing. And if they do, then they are jerks and you should not hang out with them.
Well, this is another, maybe not. And this is another question is maybe people just don't have, this is going to sound really terrible. And I don't mean it this way, but like, maybe people don't have the social skills to understand how to invite. Is that, does that make sense? That question.
No, totally. Like, that I think we've lost that because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, to extend the invite to somebody. So I guess my point is, you know, we move around all the time. And you're about to move, and we're going to move next year. And luckily, where we're moving, we've lived before, so we're very familiar. We still have friends that live there and whatnot. But it's very important to extend invites to new people, like whether it be going to a party or going to lunch or going to coffee or just meeting at the park or I don't know. It kind of helps them feel like they're not alone. And
yeah. Well, and a direct invitation.
And a direct invitation.
Like your friend, for example, who's like, yeah, come over anytime. We're probably going to do this one day, maybe. And then they don't follow up. It's like leaving you hanging. So it's you guys, it comes down to communication. You have to do it in business. I think that my greatest asset is communication, because I had to learn how to communicate with 4-year-olds, all of them. You have to be very direct and very blunt.
That's
and if
true.
You can explain it to a 4-year-old, you're good. You can't tell a 4-year-old, like, yeah, we're going to kind of go outside later, maybe. I don't know.
Because then they're going to be asking. Like, yeah. Like,
are we going outside? Are we going outside? When are we going? Okay. So
that's a really good point. So the direct.
You gotta be direct. Time, place.
Do you want to come to eat pizza at blah, blah, blah at 2:00 on Saturday? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Be very direct. And if you want, put it in a text message, because then that person can remember.
Well, and it's more genuine too, right? Exactly. Is that a note to anybody who invites you places?
Yes, it is. Whoever would like to invite me. I mean, I'm down with a phone call, but I need a follow-up text with information so
That's
I can
great.
Assess it. Like, you know, 3 hours before I have to get there because I forgot.
So, but maybe it's not that I'm not maybe it's not that I'm uninvitable. It's just that the person doing the inviting doesn't really know what they're doing, right?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you're not uninvitable. They are just uninviting. No, not uninviting.
They just lack the information. Maybe they just need to communicate better. Maybe that's what it is.
Sweet. Are you invitable? Yeah, she is.
Oh, good.
Oh, she's coming. Yeah. Are you invitable? Okay. All right. Well, do you want to get out? No. She's just like, no.
She's just hanging out there.
Oh my gosh. She's posing for the camera.
That's great.
Like hands on the hips and everything. Oh, I wish y'all could see it. I wish I had like a real webcam that I could turn around, but it's just the webcam on my computer.
Oh, so. Well, you can describe it to us.
Okay, so like supermodel, hands on the hips. Oh, I could even do it. Oh, but people listening can't see.
Yeah, I know. It's
come here. Yeah. Okay, we were just talking about you and your birthday party that hasn't happened yet. We're going to have a joint birthday party. For all y'all who think that I'm not a good mom.
I was going to say, wasn't her birthday in June? Like, last month?
Yes, it was. Okay. But my birthday is in 3 days. So it'll actually, by the time this airs, it'll already have passed. But,
oh.
Yeah, so we're going to have a joint birthday party.
Well, that'll be fun.
Lula.
Well, happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you. All right, Lula. Oh, who tries to work from home and their kids interrupt them? It's summertime. That's what happens.
It is summertime.
Oh my gosh.
And it's Saturday. So, you know.
And it's Saturday. Yeah.
That's even better. But that's it. We have only a couple minutes left. So we just need to wrap this episode up for today. But I think that's the good, Leslie, you actually gave some good advice. Not actually gave some good advice.
Actually, this one time.
I don't mean it like that.
It's fine.
But I appreciate your advice because I think you're right. I think it's definitely the communication needs to be better, and it's probably the other person not knowing what they're doing.
Right.
And really that's it, right?
Just I feel like we just talked about, like, just don't take it personally.
Well, don't take it personally. And then if you want to be a better inviter-er, inviter, if you want to be able to invite people to do things, it's definitely helpful to be more direct and not fake.
Yeah, yeah. You can't assume that people know what you're talking about.
Right.
Because we know what assuming does.
Right. We learned about that on another episode.
Mm-hmm. I think that was last season.
It was last season.
That I learned because I didn't know what that meant. So for those of you who also don't know what assume means, when you spell it out, what is ass, you, and me?
Yes. So when you assume, it makes an ass out of you and me because it's A-S-S-U-M-E.
Yeah. So I just hope I enlightened someone's life today.
You enlightened mine with the communication piece.
But yeah, because yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess go with assuming. Don't assume because really they usually don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's just how they roll.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Because I bet if you said like, hey, is this offer still on the table? They would be like, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, we didn't tell you.
I think you're right. It was just me being sensitive maybe, or just not understanding their invitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a block in communication.
And plus, I don't think people invite others the way that I do. I kind of overdo it. Like, I'll be like, hey, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A for lunch. Do you want to come to Chick-fil-A? I think because I want to be invited so badly, maybe. Yeah.
And you just have really high standards. And
they're not
living up to your standards. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't lower your standards, Brittany, for everybody else.
Yeah.
But just be understanding that most people are not on your level of RSVPing at your station.
That is true. Oh, God. I gotta get off my RSVP pedestal.
it's totally fine, though. It's actually really good, and I do appreciate that, because now you've made me think about the whole situation.
Oh, so. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, both sides. All right. Well, I hope that
everyone
we help.
Everyone is enlightened today.
Somebody out. Good. Maybe we do have some podcasts with actual like points to them, right?
You know what we should do? We should practice our inviting skills for our Halloween episode.
Yes.
Like we should make a thing. It can be like an online party.
Yes. That sounds really fun. But first we have to invite the mill spouse that I was thinking of. So I don't know if she's listening to this episode. Maybe I'll send it to her.
You should do that.
Hey, do you want to come join us?
Yeah, you should.
So, anyway, right. Thanks everybody for joining us. Oh, real quick, babyquip.com. If you go to babyquip.com, you can rent out some baby furniture if you own it and it makes some extra cash. And like if you're moving or going on vacation or whatever, and you live in a spot where a lot of people need to rent out baby furniture because they're traveling, like Hawaii, I think they're kind of low on stuff in Hawaii. That would be a great way for you to make some extra money.
That would be good because you could just have it moved. I think a lot of people get rid of their baby stuff when they move just because that's such a big move. But if you take it with you, since it's paid for, might as well take it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Gosh, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I can see that in Hawaii. Well, and there's also so many like Airbnbs in Hawaii, and I feel like that's a great place to rent out your baby stuff.
Yep.
And make some cash, you guys.
Yep. So just
I don't know how many jobs there are in Hawaii.
I would think that it's pretty difficult. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I would think
unless
it's
you're
difficult.
Virtual, then.
Yeah. Because, well, and even the time difference is pretty
right.
crazy.
Yeah. When we had Hawaii on the docket for moving, I was like, oh, the recording this podcast is going to be a nightmare with
right.
the time difference. So
that would have been crazy. Although if we are in Washington, it wouldn't be
oh, yeah,
that
would have been fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Stan, now you're going to Washington. Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
It's fine. But in San Diego, it's same time.
Yeah. 3-hour time difference.
It's not bad.
Wasn't it?
Because it would be a 5-hour time difference, right?
Yes. Yes. I think so. Something like that.
Mm. All right. Take your baby stuff to Hawaii, those of you who are PCSing.
All right, friends. Thank you so much for friends.
They are friends.
I know, but I'm like, I think that's like the third time I've called them everybody
you
friends.
Did. You
but
said
yes.
hello, friends.
I
so
did.
We're hello, friends. We're ending with friends. Everyone's friendly.
We are all friends here.
Birthday parties.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House. And if you have any questions or are interested in sponsoring or want to suggest a topic.
Yes, we are always open for topics. You guys.
Yeah, we have probably about 4 episodes left in season 2. And then we'll take a break and then we'll go into season 3. And so still email us your topic ideas, hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. And
have a great day.
Have a great day.
Morning or whatever.
All right. Talk to you later.